Today we have a very short but interesting gospel from Matthew chapter 17. If you read what happened, the verses right before this, it was the transfiguration. The Lord had just come down from the holy mountain. Elijah had appeared next to him. Moses had appeared next to him. These were the two greatest figures of the Old Testament. Moses, the great lawgiver. Elijah, the great prophet. And they were conversing with Jesus. Now that transfiguration reminds us of some very important truths, that when somebody dies, it's only the body that dies. Their soul continues to live. Moses and Elijah had died, you know, 1,000 years before Christ, and yet their souls were still alive. They were conversing with Jesus about his upcoming passion, death, and resurrection. So the souls of our beloved, the souls of the dead, are very much alive in God and know what's going on here on earth. They will be praying for us and interceding for us. So Moses and Elijah had just appeared with the Lord. Peter, James, and John had just seen this. And this is where today's gospel picks up. Now they were coming down the mountain. And the disciples began to ask Jesus, "Why did the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" Well, the reason why they say Elijah must come first is because of the prophet Malachi. In the prophet Malachi chapter 4, verses 5, it describes that Elijah will come. It says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord." So again, this is something that the Jewish people knew, that Elijah would have to come before the Lord. We have here, even in this book of Sirach, it talks about that when Elijah comes, he will turn back the hearts of fathers to their sons and reestablish the tribes of Jacob. "Blessed is he who shall have seen you and who falls asleep in your friendship." So again, it says Elijah was taken up to heaven in the whirlwind of fire, in the fiery chariot. But it says, "You were destined, it is written, in time to come, that he will come to put an end to wrath before the day of the Lord." So again, it's found more than once in the Old Testament that Elijah would have to come before the day of great judgment, before the second coming of Christ. And it was also seemed that he would come before the Messiah. So before the Messiah would come, that Elijah would come to sort of cleanse the earth with fire, that he would come to bring about, let's say, he would clean up the storehouse before the bridegroom came back. Well, how does the Lord answer this? And Jesus says, "Elijah will indeed come and restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come." It's John the Baptist. John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah. "But they did not recognize him and did to him whatever they pleased." They beheaded him in the dungeon of Herod. Now, it says here that the Lord is trying to correct their misunderstanding. See, the Jewish people figured that, well, of course, the Messiah was going to be political. He was going to come to drive out the Romans. It was going to be very much political. And that the Elijah that was to come was going to help get rid of the Romans. And he was going to help overthrow the current political situation. But the Lord says that they were mistaken with their understanding of Jesus himself as the Messiah and what kind of Messiah he would be, that he would save his people from sins. And they were also misunderstood the role of this Elijah type figure, John the Baptist. John the Baptist's role would also be spiritual, not political, that John the Baptist would come to convert hearts and call people to repentance and get people baptized, which he did in the Jordan River. But it says they did to him as they pleased. He was arrested and beheaded. Then he says, "So will the Son of Man suffer at their hands." So the Lord is reminding the apostles that, yes, too, even though he's the Messiah, he's going to suffer. And the Lord in other places will describe that he would be rejected, he would be put to death, but on the third day he would arise. And then the gospel concludes by saying, "And then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist." So then it made sense that yes, Jesus was the Messiah, and John the Baptist was that great Elijah-type figure who would prepare the way for the Lord.